school forced to apologize after pupils told to write suicide notes for English homework. Children at the Talis School in southeast London were given the task as part of their studies on Shakespeare's Macbeth play. Okay. A school in London has come under fire after telling 60 teenage pupils to write suicide notes during an English class assignment. The task was given as part of the year group studies on Shakespeare's Macbeth. Did Macbeth have a suicide in it? I don't know. In which Lady Macbeth dies by self and violent hands. Children are asked to imagine Lady Macbeth's thoughts in her suicide note. The senior staff at the Thomas Talis School in Kidbrook apologized for upsetting students, some of whom are said to have friends who have taken their own lives. Well, who hasn't? Who hasn't taken their own life, right? One mother said three of her daughter's friends had killed themselves and that her daughter was very distressed after being asked to write a suicide note. She said she complained to the school as soon as her daughter told her about the task. On what universe was it ever a good idea to ask a group of teenagers to write suicide notes? Okay, sounds like we're talking in circles here. At least two classes have done this assignment. My daughter is very outspoken, but there are other kids not as vocal who might be suffering from depression. Well, if they're suffering from depression, here's your, this class saved you time. Now you don't have to worry about the suicide note. It's already written as part of your homework. You can just go back to it later when you need it. Whoever came up with this needs to go back to teacher training college. The head teacher has said action has been taken and that similar projects would not happen again. Parents contacted us with concern about a written exercise given to class during blah, blah, blah. All right, this is News with Nick. It is July 9th, 2017, and I'm filling in here for Andrew and Puke, who are off at the White Mountains, flipping those cars all the way up a mountain. The more times you flip on the way up is how you win. Let's see who's in the chat. Oh, I don't know. I have the same picture. It's grainy. Blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, hello, chatters. We are here for the News with Nick. Not sure how much info I've got going for you, but that was the first story. You guys are probably confused because I never lead by just talking about a story. So that was to throw you off. Hey, so I'm very embarrassed. I found out something the other day or yesterday that apparently there is a new Saw movie coming out. And I thought that Saw 7, otherwise known as Saw 3D, was supposed to be the last Saw movie. And as everyone knows, I went to every single one of them. Now, that doesn't mean I liked them. I hated most of them. I was like, this time it's going to be good. And then every time I left the theater going, that was awful. I don't get it. It's very stupid. But good news. It looks like they've decided to come out with another one. And this was announced several months ago and I didn't even know it. And there's very little info about it. All I know is that a new poster just came out and here's the teaser trailer.
No! You can't fucking do this to me!
A new game. A new way to die.
I can't believe that that's actually in the trailer. A new way to die? That's a very dumb tagline.
A new way to die.
I want to play a game.
The guy chained to a bed. It's called Saw Jigsaw. Something's coming soon. Wow, well, there it is. Everyone be looking out for that, I suppose. I don't know. All right, next story. Video shows a teen falling off a Six Flags ride and a crowd gathering to catch her. A teenage girl escaped serious injury Saturday evening after falling 25 feet from an amusement park ride in upstate New York. Is this New York Six Flags fall? I wonder if there's new info about this. Nope, because this this video is relatively old. It's a couple of weeks now. I thought they would have had the investigation. Let's see if I add investigation to the search. Oops. This show is just mostly me going, oops. Huh? Just like the rest of my life. Nope. All right. A teenage girl escaped serious injury Saturday evening after falling 25 feet from an amusement park ride in upstate New York into the arms of a crowd that had gathered below to catch her. The dramatic fall and rescue was captured on video by at least one bystander at Six Flags. In the video, a girl wearing blue shorts and... Okay, who cares what she's wearing? You deserve to fall. What were you wearing? In the video, the girl is shown on a stopped gondola and screaming as several onlookers shout in alarm. Another person is seated inside the gondola, not in apparent danger of falling. I was sitting there waiting, and I heard the people screaming, said Lauren, who witnessed the incident. He said that he had been standing nearby waiting to photograph his own family members who were on the same ride. Instead, he filmed the tense, life-threatening situation. A crowd began gathering beneath the dangling girl, their arms outstretched as one person climbed into the tree to try to break off and move back branches. Oh, because she's she's above a tree, basically. And they're like, no, don't fall yet. This is the ugly tree, and you're going to hit every branch on the way down. Get it? Because of that saying. That was a very good idea. It was just good to see people bond together to see what they could do. After several minutes, Lent can be heard in the video yelling, they'll catch you. They'll catch you, honey. Go ahead.
Somebody's climbing a tree. Oh, my God. Look at what security wouldn't do. Security's here. This is security's job.
I can't get her.
Hilarious. They're making a video of all the people helping the girl and then yelling about how six parks won't help. Six Flags Park won't help.
Come this way, Hazel. Give me your hand.
Oh my God, boring. All right, let's skip ahead.
Why wouldn't you have people up there so they can stay, have something to land on?
Why didn't you stop the ride on the grass?
They're just questioning everything. They're like, okay, why did they stop it so that the gondola she's dangling from is over concrete? They could have put her over grass. Basically, I don't even know what's happening. Like, she slipped out of her seat. But how do you even do that? Or I don't know. Is she and her boyfriend in a fight? And she's like, you know what? I'm out of here. And then she starts, like, trying to slide out under the bar. And then she goes, oh, no, I'm going to fall. So anyway... Nobody knows why, but somehow she slipped from the seat and was dangling, but not fully dangling, still sort of restrained by the bar. But then they stopped the ride. She was so far out that she couldn't, nobody had the strength, or she didn't have the upper body strength to get herself back in. So she's basically stuck and has to fall. But yeah, they could have stopped it over a soft surface.
Oh my God.
Oh no, everyone's freaking out. Her legs are like flailing.
Well, I mean, I got my stepdaughter right over there.
All right, I'm skipping ahead. Is there any... Oh, she fell. Ah, well, that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one that had the guy yelling, you can do it, honey. They'll catch you. So anyway, I'm... waiting for the investigation to finish on that. Why did girls slip out of seat? Let's see what the chat's saying. Fact, you can punch any white unprovoked with impunity. Nick reminds me of a young Richard Spencer. Don't know who that is, obviously. TSA employee caught stealing cash from woman's luggage at security checkpoint. As if airport security wasn't stressful enough, an airline passenger in Florida has had to confront a TSA officer who tried to steal money from her luggage. The TSA agent at the Orlando International Airport was arrested on Thursday for taking cash out of a female passenger's bag. The passenger, Kathleen Dundleston, had reportedly been selected for a pat-down after entering one of the airport TSA checkpoints. During her screening, Dundleston says she was initially positioned in a way so she could not see her bag. The pat-down agent moved Dundleston closer. That's when she noticed a separate TSA agent lurking near her luggage. Lurking. After her screening... by the way, I hate TSA, and they're always so weird. So some guy is just walking down... I'm at TSA in Michigan, right, trying to fly home, and this guy, he's so bored that he's walking down the line going, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? But he's not being nice about it. He's like literally being a cop about it. Were you on your way to do? What if I go like, I just wanted to fly in a circle. I got a round trip ticket, but it was a round trip same day flying out, flying back. I don't know. He was being all weird. Sorry, that's not a story at all. After the screening, Dundelson opened her bag to find that the money was missing. However, she also noticed a wad of cash bulging through Johnson's shirt pocket. Oh my God. According to WFTV, Dundelson then accused Johnson of stealing the money. So she goes back to her bag. She looks in it. She's like, oh my God, I had a bunch of money right here. And she looks up. It's the TSA officer in his blue shirt. And there's just money like pouring out of his pocket. And he goes, have a nice day. It's like Blue's Clues. Where could the money have gone? Dundelson then accused Johnson of stealing the money, but he claimed he obtained it from a bank. No, I went to the bank and then I just shoved it in this pocket here. She then complained to the pat-down agent, who escalated the matter to a supervisor. Security footage from the checkpoint later determined that he had indeed extracted the cash from the bag and stuffed it into his pocket. You know there's cameras there! The TSA has since released a statement reiterating their zero-tolerance policy for misconduct. We immediately reported the allegation to the police, and we aggressively investigated the incident with our law enforcement partner. No exceptions will be tolerated. We immediately ended the federal career of this individual. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. So what's that next in the news? What are you guys up to this weekend? Let's see. Is there anything new in the chat? I want Nick to sneak his Giga Pet vape through airport security. The story would make for good show content. First of all, there's no such thing as a Giga Pet vape yet. I Am Cancer says, yes, I want Nick to get fisted. Fact, I want to experience going through TSA at some point in my life, Johannes Dahl says. That's interesting. I wonder if it is interesting. Like, it can't be that much different. What's the security in another country? Maybe you don't have to take your shoes off, but you still have to put your stuff through a metal detector, right? And you have to walk through a metal detector, and you go like this. Anyone who puts their arms out like this and going through a metal detector, you're an idiot. You're like, look, I'm not doing anything. I'm putting my arms out so this metal detector can better detect that my arms are not metal. If you put your arms out, you're a slave. Oh, so I was driving to Puke's house, and there's this road sign, some guy's mailbox that I always use as a checkpoint that I look at. I go, okay, Puke's house is only a few feet after this mailbox, and the mailbox has a number on it. And today, one of the numbers, like the screw had come off, and it was like flipped upside down. It threw me off. I was like, what? How can Puke's house exist if this sign is messed up? Espresso D says, good point. Maybe it is the same in Europe. If you put your arms out akimbo, you have to go through the gate sideways. Oh, yeah, people do that. They put their arms out, and then they go through sideways so that, I don't know. I guess they're used to having to put their arms out because that wand thing. Does anyone even do that? I'm going to have to spend a lot of time watching people go through a metal detector and see if they actually do it with the arms out. Although it's impossible to find one now because it's all the body scanners instead. U.S. Mint worker placed on leave for putting noose on black colleague's chair. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia put an employee on administrative leave after a noose was found at the plant on the chair of an African-American colleague. I love noose news. Noose news! Oh my goodness. Any news related to nooses, I'm into, because it's very funny. Like, why does anyone think that a rope strung in a certain way is so racist? I know. Right? It's been used to kill the blacks. But guess what? It was also used to kill that Saddam Hussein. So what are we going to do about it? Espresso D says that security here is a joke. I guess that's all we need. But I've been to Western Europe. That's more resembling TSA. Well, the security here is a joke, too. I can get razor blades through 98% of the time. The security gun on a cruise ship caught my razor blade, and I've made more razor blades through an airplane line. And the unidentified employee created the noose with rope used to seal coin bags once they're full. Huh? There's rope used to seal coin bags? So he's taking it out of the dispenser at the end of the press. Like, can you believe it? At the Mint, they make stuff, but it's coins. Like, why isn't TSA working there, shoving all those coins into their pockets? Surveillance video captured the employee's actions around 3 p.m. on June 28th. The white male coin maker walked across the factory floor with the noose in hand. Many African-American workers called and texted the union president the next day, and the U.S. Treasury Department's inspector general launched an internal investigation. Again, there's cameras! What are you doing? Is this a funny... is this a joke? Because if it's a joke, that's pretty funny, but you should know that nobody's going to get it. Espresso D says, the security theater here is improv night. Very good. A CBS Philadelphia reports Mint officials declined to talk about the incident, but sent an email statement that reads in part, we have absolutely zero tolerance for the kind of misconduct reported at the Mint. Secretary Munchkin has directed... His name's not really Munchkin, but it's Munchin. M-N-U-N-C-H-I-N. It definitely looks like Munchkin. Has directed that this matter be handled swiftly and seriously. The investigation is moving ahead quickly. We strive every day for a workplace environment that is welcoming and safe for all. Loops of rope have long been used to intimidate African Americans because they invoke lynchings. The nonprofit Equal Justice Initiative said there were 4,075 lynchings of blacks in the South to spread racial terror between 1877 and 1950. Okay, so 1877, 1950. That's a little under 75 years. So, what's 4,000 divided by 75? 4,000 divided by 75 is 53. So that's barely over one per week. One lynching per week. But if you lynch them with a knife, is it still a lynching or does it have to be with a noose? To be a lynching. For blacks, the noose is comparable to the emotions that it evokes to that of the swastika for Jews. All right. Maybe. Shondell, write in. Is the noose offensive? If a man left a noose on your chair at work, would you be like, oh my God, he's threatening me? Or would you laugh it off? If a man blindfolded you, put a bag over your head, put a noose around your neck, and said, we're going to kill you tonight, you nigga. Would you go, that's a funny joke, or would you think that's a threat? Because if you think that's a threat, find a safe space, you loser. Just because someone kidnaps you and puts a noose around your neck, you're not even hanging yet, and you think that that's a threat, you're a baby. Lynching has to be with tar and feathers. Man, did that really happen? Did people really jump into tar? Sorry. So that's the story of the U.S. Mint worker placed on leave for putting a noose on a chair. I'm out of stories. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. All right. What do we have going on next? Sieverman says, Nick's rule of drops is that if you're just quoting someone when you are talking, it shouldn't be a drop. That makes sense, right? If I'm quoting Jurassic Park, that shouldn't be a drop. Well, I don't know. I'm against quotes anyway. You know that. Espresso D says, I tied both ends of my hoodie straps into two nooses. Let's see. It looks like we have a video of this one. Ooh. Lansing Twup? Turnpike? What's TWP? Lansing Twup. Close to a dozen state police officers in tactical gear stormed a house in Lansing Township. Ooh, guys, we solved the mystery. Man, where did that money go? Friday afternoon, after a 14-hour standoff, and found it empty. The suspect, who police say attacked his neighbor with a shovel Thursday night, is being sought on a felony assault warrant. All right, let's see if the video has it. Police say a man had assaulted a neighbor with a shovel. This is just raw footage of the standoff. Close to a dozen state police officers in tactical gear stormed a house. So they stood outside the house for 14 hours going, he's in there. We'll smoke him out at some point. The suspect's name hasn't been released, but he's a 47-year-old man, 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighing about 200 pounds. State tactical team attempted to get anyone inside to come out using loudspeaker messages and smoke prior to entering the house. So they were trying to smoke him out, but he wasn't in there. So he must use his underground railroad tunnel to escape. You guys do know that that's how Dorner got out, right? Dorner is not dead. Dorner went to that cabin, but he had a tunnel, and he tunneled out, and he's now living in Mexico. Police negotiators talked to the suspect on the phone as recently as Friday morning before he stopped answering their calls. So they thought he was in the house and then stormed it for no reason. Good story. That was kind of a lightning round one. So now we got one that's been hitting the news. A Delta Airlines flight attendant smashed a wine bottle over the head of a male passenger who lunged for an exit door and assaulted a flight attendant and fellow passenger doing a Beijing-bound flight from Seattle. Oh, man, so that means you're over the ocean. That sucks. If you're in a plane and you're over the ocean, that's the scariest thing. According to ABC News, 23-year-old Joseph Daniel Hudklick IV of Tampa, Florida, appeared in the U.S. District Court on Friday. He did not speak during the hearing. He is charged with interfering with a flight crew and is expected to remain in custody until at least a detention hearing on July 13th. The Boeing 767 turned around about an hour after takeoff from Seattle, according to the airport spokesperson. According to the complaint, a first-class passenger, who is Hudek, went into the forward restroom. He came out quickly, asked the attendant a question, and went back in. How do you use this flusher, ma'am? When Hudek exited the restroom 2 minutes later, he suddenly lunged for the exit door, grabbed the handle, and tried to open it. Two attendants grabbed him, but he pushed them away, and the attendants signaled for help from several passengers and notified the cockpit by telephone. During the altercation, Hudek punched one flight attendant twice in the face and struck at least one passenger in the head with a red dessert wine bottle. As the struggle raged on... A flight attendant grabbed two wine bottles and hit Hudek over the head with each, breaking at least one of them. Wow. Man, if you're a girl and you can swing a wine bottle hard enough to break it over a man's head. Was it a thin wine bottle? Like, I got a beer bottle here. I would like someone to hit it over my head and see how bad it hurts. According to one flight attendant cited in the complaint, Hudek did not seem impacted by the breaking of a full liter red wine bottle over his head and instead shouted, "Do you know who I am?" Several passengers are eventually able to restrain him and held him long enough to place zip tie restraints. They have zip ties? Zip tie restraints on him. I guess that makes sense. Like, what are you going to do? So they have probably a cabinet of just zip tie restraints. A passenger and a flight attendant were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Man, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, oh man, all that free wine. Espresso D says empty or full, but it did say full, I guess. So, oh yeah, good point. Why didn't she go through the recycling? I thought what you're supposed to do is take it and you bash it off the edge of the counter, and then it becomes a stabby. And then when you stab someone, it just makes a circle, a stab circle in them. Delta flight, blah, 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 landed safely at 7:10 p.m., and Hudek was arrested. Well, if you were on that flight, I guess... Was it worth the fun? Let's see if there's any more information in CNN. I don't think so. There'll probably be a video. Ooh. The recording looks all wonky doodles. No, I guess we're okay. Nope, we're not doing it. Sorry, my bad. Next story is we're really flying through these. This may not be a super long show unless you guys have something to talk about. Is there anything new? Oh, actually, hang on. We do have a live update, I think, on a shooting that happened earlier today. Police give updates on Ohio shooting that left one dead and eight injured on Saturday night.
I have to gather how many people were in the room at the time and figure that out through our witness statements. But at this time, we do have some information on the weapons. Again, that's not something we're going to release yet.
How long did this last?
Just a moment, maybe a moment or two.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Maybe a minute or two.
A minute or two.
Do you know how many shooters?
We believe two at this time.
Two shooters?
We don't.
Hang on, let me try to find more information.
The unborn baby, a 10th victim. We heard one of the women lost their baby.
We've heard that too from social media and third party. We've not confirmed that. I know Ohio law does allow for charges on death of a fetus, so that's something obviously we'd have to talk with the doctors and the prosecutor about.
You don't have a description of the shooters. Was it hard because they were covering their face, or... people not get to look at the shooters?
Ohio shooting, one dead and eight wounded in an ambush at a gender reveal party. Now, when I first read this headline, I said, oh my God, those trannies are now having gender reveal parties. I thought that they were having parties to be like, hello, I am now a woman. Thank you for coming to my party. No, it turns out a gender reveal party is like a baby shower, but you get everyone together and then you go, my baby's a boy. One woman was killed and eight other people, including three children, were injured after two men wearing all black opened fire at a gender reveal party in Ohio. Because when I thought it was the tranny thing, I said, oh, that makes sense. Of course shooters would come to your tranny gender reveal party. Officers responded to a home in Coleraine Township, located outside Cincinnati. Five adults and three children were all watching television together when they were attacked without warning. They were all there for a very positive reason when somebody opened fire. This doesn't make any sense. They're all just hanging out. How trashy do you have to be to have two enemies that will dress in all black and storm your building? A gender reveal party is where friends and family gather to announce the sex of the baby. Oh my God. Hello, everybody. We are here to announce the sex of the baby. One victim, a pregnant woman who was not identified, told Fox 19 that she was shot in the leg and suffered a miscarriage. Ooh, at the same time? What? That's unfortunate. I'm shot in the leg and my baby died. The victim added that her cousin was killed after two men wearing all black busted in the front door and opened fire. A witness of the shooting called 911 and said he was sitting outside the house in her car. Said she was blah, 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 blah. When she saw two men in hoods enter the home, open fire and run off. Wow, weird. There were little kids hurt and everything. I was sitting there in my car. They just ran in and started shooting. There's a pregnant girl there. No arrests have been made, and no information related to the suspects has been announced. So this is odd. They run in, shoot it up, run out. Let's see if the police have anything else to say.
Same caliber or different?
I don't know.
Can you tell us what you think the people at this party were targeted by these folks?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Can you tell us if the people at this party were actually the target of the people who went in there?
I don't know. I don't know if this was, I mean, there's a myriad of circumstances that could show what happened there, but we don't know if they were targeted or if this was intended for someone else or they just happened to be there. We don't know that.
Is there any reason why residents should be worried? Since we don't know if this family was targeted or not?
I would like nothing more in my position to be able to stand up here and tell the community they have absolutely nothing to worry about, but I'm not going to provide statements or information that's false.
I hate press briefings. Like, this guy knows nothing. They're like, why were they targeted? I don't know. Where are the shooters? I don't know. How many people are dead? I don't know. What kind of gun do they use? Who cares? I don't know.
Threat to our community.
Basically, it's a press briefing about how many things I don't know.
Before actually going into the home and starting shooting last night?
We don't have any information on that, no.
No kind of vehicle description, anything like that? Or did they leave in a vehicle or did they leave on foot?
They left on foot. Yeah, we have no vehicle description.
I just want to be clear. Would you characterize this as random or that you think there was some
He doesn't know.
We don't know. That would be something that would come out in the investigation when we locate our suspects.
To people inside the house?
Some of them we have, yes.
Okay. Have you had a chance to interview a lot of the people or a few of the people? How far?
I believe everyone that was medically able to speak to us last night, we spoke to that was in the house. That number, I don't know.
He doesn't even know how many people they interviewed.
Our first priority was to get as much information from
the witnesses. He doesn't even know how many witnesses there are.
On the pediatric patients, do you?
Yeah, I think it was 8, 6, and 2.
Ooh.
And those are non-life-threatening wounds of the children as well.
Have they been released, sir, do you know?
I don't know.
There were other children inside that home that were not shot. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Was that four?
He knew something.
I don't know. I don't know how many were in the house.
Another adult who was not injured in the house. Is that correct?
I don't know that.
Not shot.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not.
Okay. And the ones that are injured, those are gunshot wounds?
Yes. Yeah, all the wounds are gunshot wounds.
Are there multiple gunshot wounds on victims or just single each? Or?
I don't know, and I don't know if that's something the fire department can discuss or not.
All right, so anyway, so he did know that every injury was a gunshot wound, so that's a lot of bullets going around. It's not like you got a shattered wine glass on your head in the middle of the shooting.
About 8 or 9 right now working the investigators, and we have more resources through partnerships we have with the federal government and area departments as well.
And the assistance from Cincinnati, is that a crime scene investigation type?
It is. They were more than willing to come out at the...
All right, we're done with this.
Quick phone call there within an hour.
We're done with that guy. So that's the update or the non-update on the shooting in, what was it, Chicago? Ohio. Wait. Is Chicago a state or a city? Oh, Chicago's in Illinois. Oh, shooting was in Ohio. My bad. Shia LaBeouf arrested in Georgia for public drunkenness. Actor Shia LaBeouf, otherwise known, if you aren't a loser, as Even Stevens in that Even Stevens movie and show that I watched 24/7 when I was a child. Actor Shia LaBeouf has been released from a Georgia jail after posting $7,000 bond on charges of public drunkenness. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office said that the 31-year-old was arrested in a hotel lobby at 4 a.m. Saturday by the Savannah Police Department and released. He also faces charges of disorderly conduct and obstruction. The police station at LaBeouf asked a bystander for a cigarette, and when he was refused, he became disorderly, using profanities and vulgar language in front of the women and children present. What? Wait, who cares? Because they're women and children, they can't be offended? What if I'm a man and I'm offended by Shia LaBeouf's attitude? Okay, there were women and children and some guy with these painted nails, and he was also offended. When he was told to leave, police say he refused and became aggressive toward an officer. He ran to a nearby hotel to avoid arrest. I thought he was in one hotel and then ran to another hotel. So apparently it just sounds like he was outside, and then he ran to a nearby hotel to avoid... Why would he think... Is it like GTA? If you run inside, you can like shoot through the door because it's a choke point. LaBeouf is in the Savannah area filming his new movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon. Oh my God, he's in the middle of filming and then he gets arrested. And then the next day they're like, oh, freaking hell, Shia. All right, someone go pick him up. Do you have the 7,000? Cool. Go get him. All right, so that was Shia LaBeouf. Let's see what the chat's saying. Why are there no female-to-male trannies on porn sites? I don't know. That's pretty random. I guess it's related to the tranny gender reveal party. Neglected T-Rex is in the chat. He says, too busy watching Even Stevens to turn my light off. Is that an Even Stevens reference? The owners of a American vegan restaurant have made international headlines after customers complained about the duo letting their children run around in the nude and defecate on the floor. This is from July 8th. The controversy began after a customer wrote a review for Imagine Vegan Cafe in Memphis, Tennessee, explaining that a nude baby running around in the dining area defecated on the floor. Owners Adam and Christy Jeffrey were quick to respond to the review, posting a series of angry responses on their Facebook page defending the child's behavior. Customer Chelsea Bartley took to Google Plus to leave her review and said the baby bent over to show me its butthole. During my visit, a bare butt naked baby was running around, stood up on a table with its black... Wait, hang on. Stood up on a table with its black, there, so dirty feet. An older kid came over and started like yodeling and staring at me during my meal. It was so uncomfortable. Mr. and Mrs. Jeffrey fired back to the claims and confirmed that it was their child running around. I'm about to start calling out names and pictures of people who leave us bad reviews, especially when it deals with our children, they wrote in the post. You'll no longer be allowed to come and dine at Imagine, especially when you lie about our babies. You've thoroughly irritated Mama Bear, it said. Wow! Espresso D says, I don't think human feces is vegan. The post names Ms. Bartley as the person who wrote the view in question. These are my children she is talking about. She's complaining about our 5-year-old coming over and talking to her and our 21-month-year-old. I understand your point, but if you're uncomfortable with a naked baby, then do not come to our restaurant. Periodically, she will not have a diaper on, and that is life. It is? All right, let me read the actual review. Top to bottom. 2 stars, so not bad enough for 1 star. 2 stars. On the real, I eat here all the time. I still probably will because I like to go out and there are few options available to me. But y'all listen. During my visit, a bare butt naked baby was running around, stood up on a table with its black, there so dirty feet, and bent over to show me its butthole. I wish I was exaggerating. This is like while I'm eating, and it's the owner's kids. An older kid came over and started like yodeling and staring at me during my meal. I was so uncomfortable. Like, I get it, it's a family establishment and kids do weird things, but naked baby was running around for like 15 minutes, all while the workers are just standing to the side talking and laughing over it. And for my food, I can heat up tofurkey sausage just as well in under half the time. Okay, so what are you doing? Several people hit out at the owners for their poor food, public shaming, and insults at customers. Poor food coupled with butthole owners, pun intended, one person wrote. It's just not right for a restaurant to publicly shame a customer, especially when their customers are justified. So I got another image here of another review that happened to take place on Facebook. Because so far, we've had no evidence of feces. We've only had butthole, right? Karen writes on Facebook, I was there just 2 weeks ago, and the same child ran naked for at least 20 minutes before an adult did something. After the child defecated on the floor is actually when an adult stepped in. Did step in the defecation or just step in? This establishment is disgusting and should have Child Protective Services step in and investigate. Someone replies, says, the child pooped on the floor? ! One like. Karen says, yes. Then the two Mexicans argued over who was going to clean it up. All right. So definitely go there and see if the baby will poop. Oh, my God. Have you guys ever been in an airport and you're walking along and someone's walking their dog and the dog just poops on the floor of the airport? If you're a dog, are you always going like, I gotta poop. I wish there were grass. Or do you just not care? Like, if you're a dog and you feel like you have to poop, do you just poop? I mean, obviously, dogs know not to poop in the house for the most part. But how do they know to poop in grass? And how do they know that they're in an airport and that it's okay to poop in the airport in front of me? Or can they just not hold it in anymore and it just spews out? It must happen all the time because there was a cleanup man there within like a minute with his dog poop cleaning kit. So I don't know. It must happen all the time because apparently dogs are allowed in airports if you have them. Because you can travel with them, right? They got these dog carrying cases, so what are you going to do? Espresso D says that the restaurant should rebrand to Poopy Butthole to appeal to all the Rick and Morty fans. Now, I didn't even know what Rick and Morty was until a couple days ago. I had seen it. Like, I'd seen pictures of this guy, this kid, and this old guy, right? And I'd been like, oh, that's a cartoon. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't process this stuff. I'm like, that's a cartoon. And then someone at the camping festival said, oh, man, Rick and Morty. Nick, you seen Rick and Morty? I'm like, no, what's that? He's like, oh, man, it's like Back to the Future, only a cartoon, and it's funny. Also, oh, here, watch a clip on my iPad. So he shows me a clip on his iPad. I have to go, aha, that's pretty funny. Love when people show me videos on their freaking iPads. KKK rally in Virginia to protest the Confederate statue removal. Dozens of Ku Klux Klan members. Now, it's not Clue. It's not Ku Klux Klan. They purposely make it confusing. The first one does not have the L in it. It's just KU. So all you people who don't know how to say this, that is how you say it.
We need to clear this space.
You could call it controlled chaos in Charlottesville. More than 20 counter-protesters arrested as they squared off against about three dozen armed Klansmen.
Three dozen is not that freaking many. Three dozens, I suppose, of Ku Klux Klan members, some of them armed with guns, held a rally in Charlottesville to protest the removal of a Confederate flag statue on Saturday. But thousands of counter-protesters descended on Justice Park. Several of them were arrested for preventing the KKK members from practicing their First Amendment rights. So how? Officers in riot gear created a safe space for their entrance amid heckling from the crowd. So officers, police, made a safe space for the KKK. KKK officials told the Associated Press they expected as many as 80 to 100 people at the rally, and many of them would have guns. However, no more than 40 of the armed KKK knights showed up to the event. At the center of the demonstration was the Robert E. Lee statue. There is a push to have it torn down, and the KKK doesn't want that to happen. In the crowd, opinions about the statue were split, but disapproval for the KKK was unanimous. Let's see if there's any info in this video. Nope. It's just a bunch of chanting. So there's a thousand videos here. So let's see if there's anything more in the main video.
Is right there, the growing debate over Confederate monuments and their place in modern society. Our Q McRae reports from the center of that swirling storm.
The Ku Klux Klan rally, in one word, chaotic. Thousands of counter-protesters descended on Justice Park in Charlottesville, Virginia. Several of them arrested for preventing KKK members from practicing their First Amendment right. Officers in riot gear created a safe space for their entrance amid the heckling from the masses. No more than.
And there's Black Lives Matter, so it's Black Lives Matter, a bunch of losers, facing off against the KKK, a bunch of losers. I love it. Maybe the KKK aren't losers. I don't know. What are they doing in their spare time? KKK? Like, what if you go to work? How could you even go to work? And then, well, I guess everyone in the South hates the blacks, but say you're part of the KKK, and then you go to work, and you're like, ah, Jim, you didn't make the meeting on Saturday. He's like, oh, sorry. I was busy playing World of Warcraft. Oh, boy. I don't know. They don't hate the blacks, right? Because if... Oopsies. Oh, God, now I got stuff playing out of my other thing. You can't hate the blacks, because what if you get in, like, an Uber? What if you call an Uber, and the Uber driver happens to be black? You'll lose points if you cancel your... You can't get in or, like, look through the window and, like, run away. You have to get in, right? Or you'll lose points. You can't just be doing business hating the blacks. I'm sorry. You got to at least deal. Espresso D says, I believe the KKK would have been more effective had they come out for the removal of the monument. Oh, yeah, good point. So if you're, a group that everyone hates, just rally against the thing you actually want, right? And then they'll be like, wow, no, we can't take the monument down now. The KKK wants it down. They don't hate the blacks. They just don't want them to have Second Amendment rights. Is that true? They don't want them to have the... guns, or do they not want them to have the votes? Because I can see not having the votes. Like, if you don't own, we need to go back to, if you don't own land, you don't get to vote, and you get one vote per, I don't know, $100,000 of land you own or something. I don't know why is it fair that these poors get to vote themselves more benefits? That doesn't make any sense. They're not contributing as much, but they get the same vote. I don't know. Doesn't make any. I don't think it's going to work out that way. It's not a good plan. We just need to do it randomly. So, you know, we roll the dice. It's a lottery. everyone's in automatically. You roll the dice. Whoever's name comes up is the president. Okay? I think that would have a better success rate and way, way more interesting. And I can't even pronounce this lady's name. The headline is, Pierced Baby Picture Sparks Outrage Among Parents. Enandina Vance was fed up. She felt like other parents didn't understand her message. She felt like they weren't listening to her. So she got on her phone, found a picture of her six-month-old daughter, and pasted a diamond stud over the infant's dimple to make it look like she had a piercing. Vance, a strong advocate against piercing or circumcising children, posted the edited picture to Facebook, where it had more than 13,000 shares as of Thursday afternoon, against piercing or circumcising. Okay. She posted the picture and then posted a caption that says, "So I got the baby's, I got the baby girl's dimple pierced." Shock face, love eye face, heart, heart. All these emojis. It looks so cute, right? I just know she's going to love it. She'll thank me when she's older. LOL. If she decides she doesn't like it, she can just take it out. No big deal. Cry face, cry face. Cry laughing face. I'm the parent. She is my child. I will do whatever I want. I make all her decisions until she's 16. I made her. I own her. I don't need anyone's permission. I think it's better, cuter, and I prefer to have her dimple pierced. It's not abuse. And if it was, it would be illegal. But it's not. People pierce their babies every day. This is no different. Cry laughing face, cry laughing face. My baby, my choice. Parents' choice. Parents' rights. Don't judge my parenting. We all raise our kids differently. None of your business anyway. Hashtag, oh my God, I'm not even reading them. What Vance didn't expect was the reaction she'd get from parents around the world. Outrage, hate mail, threats to call CPS. But the image also proved her point, and it got parents talking. The reaction that parents have when they see this beautiful, perfect face being mutilated, that initial shock, that reaction of anger. I want them to hold on to that, the 35-year-old said. The stay-at-home mom from Ohio knew that seeing a picture of a baby with a dimple piercing would get her family and friends talking, so she shared it with parenting groups on Facebook. The post quickly incited outrage among the parenting community. She was called a bad mother, and worse, many assumed the piercing was real and lambasted her for her apparent decision. So, sounds like this story is basically, lady makes a fake photo, posts it on Facebook, and people get pissed. So I guess she got her point across. But that's apparently good enough information. That's apparently good enough detail to make it on CNN. Man proposes while getting arrested. Oh, it's a video. Shit. Brandon Thompson was under arrest at his home in Oklahoma when he made a request. Mama, can I do it now? Can you get my ring, please? Will you let me get my ring, his ring, so he can propose? So he's handcuffed. Someone with the camera says to the cop, he's going to propose to her. The cop says, are you kidding me? The cameraman says, no. He goes, will you be my wife? He's on one knee, but he's handcuffed. Oh, my God. So Brandon Thompson decided to drop the question that the cops came to arrest him on a warrant. So he's getting arrested in this black neighborhood. Hands behind his back. He said, quick, I got, can you marry me? I can afford a ring. My God. Oh, geez. Do we have anything else going on? Police shot and killed a man Sunday morning who spent several hours firing a gun from a boat anchored off an island near Seattle. Wow, ooh, this is today. Breaking news. The shooting ended an incident that had begun about 8:30 p.m. local time on Saturday. So he's out in a boat in Seattle. Police received calls about a man firing shots from a boat in Eagle Harbor onto the shore. He said officers originally thought someone was setting off fireworks. Well, maybe that was his version of fireworks, and he can't afford real fireworks. Chief Matthew Harmer said to CNN Sunday morning, police received calls about a man firing shots from a boat onto the shore, blah, blah, blah. But callers began describing the type of gun the man was using. Officials cleared the area and approached the suspect around 1 a.m. As they neared, the man raised his gun toward officers, and they shot and killed him. No one else was injured. I cannot fully express my gratitude to those involved. He said they showed good judgment and training. Police did not identify the shooter. It was not immediately clear Sunday why he was firing his gun. Authorities had urged residents to the harbor to take shelter and avoid their windows. Ferry services were briefly shut down. So he takes his boat out on the water, starts shooting the gun around, and gets shot himself. Joe Montana says, Nick, the audio keeps going in and out. Nobody else has complained about that, Joe Montana, so maybe you need to get a grip and check your own settings. But that doesn't matter because I am pretty much at the end of the show because I am out of stuff. Well, let's see if we got any good stories on this page. Oh, did you guys hear about CNN? Tracking down, so this guy made a GIF of CNN getting its face bashed in by Donald Trump. Everyone knows the video of Donald Trump at the WWE, like tackling a guy and then like elbow bashing him. So someone made a GIF and put CNN's logo on the guy's face, Trump is elbow bashing. And then all of a sudden, CNN comes out and goes, hey, we found out who did this. So from CNN's own page, how CNN found the Reddit user behind the Trump wrestling GIF. The Reddit user who initially claimed credit for Donald Trump's tweet showed Trump tackling CNN. Oh, sorry. And oh, the funniest thing was that Trump ended up retweeting it. So Trump saw the GIF and then retweeted it. And then so the whole country sees it. It's like, wow. He's like, that's pretty funny. I'm going to retweet that. What a weirdo. Showed Trump tackling CNN, issued an apology. The Reddit user who claimed credit issued an apology Tuesday for the video and other offensive content he posted one day after CNN identified the man behind the account and attempted to make contact with him. So basically, his name is Han Asshole Solo. So instead of being Han Solo, it's Han Asshole Solo. First shared the GIF last Wednesday of Trump pummeling a wrestler with CNN's logo imposed on his face. CNN could find no earlier instance of the GIF. The GIF was later edited into a video with sound. On Reddit, this guy took credit, and soon after, he had other posts on Reddit, which included racist and anti-Semitic imagery, quickly circulating on social media. Now the user is apologizing, writing a lengthy post on Reddit that he does not advocate violence against the press and expressing remorse there, and in an interview to CNN for other posts he made that were racist. So basically, but what happened was CNN tracks down who he really is, contacts him, and tells him, we know who you really are. And unless you come out and say sorry, we're going to tell everyone who you are. So he says, first of all, I would like to apologize to the members of the Reddit community for getting this site and this sub embroiled in a controversy that just never should have happened. I would like to apologize for the posts that I made that were racist, bigoted, and anti-Semitic. I am in no way this kind of person. I love and accept people of all walks of life, and I've done for and have done for my entire life. Blah, 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 blah. This is pretty funny, because then people are like, well, that's pretty gay of you, CNN. First of all, why are you employing people to go track down someone who posted something mean on the internet? And then second of all, now you tracked him down. He's probably 14 and you're going, please apologize or we're going to out you. Now you're being a baby and a bully. CNN's a cyber bully. And people pretty much saw that. The number of university students claiming special circumstances for mental health problems soars. Is stupid. The number of university students requiring special consideration in exams due to mental health problems has soared in the past 5 years. A Freedom of Information request from the Times found a special arrangements were put in place for 218 Cambridge University students. Special considerations granted on a case-by-case basis for students whose work might have suffered as a result from extenuating circumstances, for instance, a family death or ill health. Now, I would say that's a good thing. We don't need this university one-size-fits-all system. Everyone's different, and maybe they're not being so gay. Like, if your dad dies, and then you got to take an exam, I don't think you're ready to take an exam. Life waits for this stupid stuff. That's why we hire people who can fill in when other people can't do things. The workplace is not like, it is on some emergency levels, but for the most part, academics is very strict. You got to be hitting these exams. All right, final story here. This should be a good one. A man with autism known as the Mineola superhero was attacked by somebody who told investigators he wanted a fight with Superman. Deputies say the 19-year-old victim is deaf and autistic, and he dresses as Superman and waves at cars from the same street corner every day. Wow. What a life. Hello, I'm getting up. Well, first of all, that's Down syndrome, but hello, I'm getting up. I'm autistic. Okay, I got my Superman costume. And he stands there and man with autism known as the Mineola superhero attacked on street corner. During questioning, McCorvey said he was in the area trying to fight with Superman. McCorvey told deputies he challenged the victim to a fight, but did not hurt him. The victim told investigators McCorvey punched him in the chest and then grabbed his head and hit it against a vehicle. The victim said a witness intervened and stopped the beating. McCorvey was charged 2 counts of battery and aggravated abuse of a disabled adult. The Mineola superhero was back on the street Friday, waving, smiling as cars passed by. So it does not sound like anything bad happened to him. All right, so I don't know what to do. I'm pretty much done with this show. I'm sorry that if it was a short one, but I have no more news. So unless the chat has anything you want to discuss, let's see. Did you say he's deaf? Did I hear that right? Because that would sound extra retarded. Oh, yeah, he was deaf. LOL. Did you say he was deaf? Did I hear that right? Yes, you did hear that right about him being deaf. All right, gonna take off, and this has been News with Nick. Tune in next week for a real show where we hear how Andrew and Puke got back down from that mountain. How was the race? Did anyone die? Did anyone rush to the top of the mountain and then fly off the other end? I don't know how mountains work. News with Nick. We'll be right back.